Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is there something I want? I grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D.
Welcome into another week of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer and American broadcaster. I actually have been doing the farming longer than the broadcasting. At the age of four, I started getting up around 4 o'clock in the morning because I was so excited to have been introduced to calves. And then I was, as I grew up, the calves grew up with me into cows. So I've been around cows pretty much all of my life. And my discussion about dairy is prejudiced to probably the nth degree because I don't like what's going on in the dairy business. And as I start each of these hours, I look for news items that will be of interest and import to the people who are listening on small or medium-sized farms, family farms. So I've been looking into the U.S. dairy pricing policy. The federal government for the last 20 years at least has been guilty of misguiding our dairy business and our policies. They've been trying to boost milk production, so they say, and they've been trying to help export markets, so they say, but they have hurt family farms, and they've also hurt the environment. They've enriched the agribusinesses big time, corporate lobbyists, yeah, they're having a great time. The average American dairy, according to research that's out this week, turned a profit only twice in the past two decades, despite milk production rising by 40%. This is something that has been analyzed by the Food and Water Watch Group. More milk not meant more profits. Most of us who are in the dairy business know that. I went down the road myself of selling raw milk. A lot of you don't think that that's a good idea. A lot of you don't do it. A lot of you think it's not healthy. I disagree, and I found that it made me a better farmer, actually. It made me a better milker. It made the cows healthier, all kinds of things. But at any rate, the business of exporting, the business of the American shopper, getting prices, farmers have been beaten up so that Walmart and that ilk can sell milk cheaper. But you don't look at the quality. And I'm trying not to make this a commentary. I save my commentary for later on in the hour. Maybe actually I should put this aside and do a commentary on it at the end of the hour. There is other news, however, not necessarily just for dairy people, but there has, as the President's State of the Union is delivered this week and will have been delivered by the time you hear this, the Republicans on the other side are focused on fixing a problem, and it's been exacerbated by the Chinese balloon situation. Believe it or not, it's taken this to bring back the focus on the Chinese and them trying to buy land. I was under the impression, incorrectly, that last year when this bill was introduced, it made it through the House, and I thought it made it through the Senate, and I thought that Biden signed it. But it hasn't been, that's not the case. So this bill has been reintroduced into the new Congress. The aim is to help protect you and me, the agriculture industry, the small farmers, the medium-sized farmers, from foreign interference in the purchase of farmland. Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas says that this is, by the way, it's called the Foreign Adversary Risk Management Act, or the Farm Act. The Farm Act helps secure America's food supply and our farmland. Why in the world does this take this kind of action? Why has this not been done before? Why are we selling our farmland to the Chinese and the Russians? What's the matter with us? I thought this was a slam dunk last year. At any rate, the Farm Act, as it's presented this year, would place the USDA secretary on the Committee of Foreign Investments so that the United States which oversees the vetting process of foreign investment and acquisition, would have the ability to say no to the Chinese and to the Russians. I don't know what we're pussyfooting around. The Japanese have done this with the Chinese. They don't allow the Chinese to buy any land over there. Over here, what are we doing to ourselves? I'm trying not to make a talk show out of this. This part of the program is informational, but Joe Biden has made a mess of most of this stuff. Some of you Democrats, maybe you love the guy, but there's nothing getting done. And this is a perfect example of it. This problem should have been solved with the proper leadership years ago. So what are we doing? We're sitting around waiting for somebody to take care of it. And this is, I just saw an item where the Chinese are trying to buy some land in Connecticut, in several communities. It's not acceptable. It isn't, and it needs to be fixed. So write to your congressman, to your senator, please, and support the Farm Act. Okay, here's something that's in support of small farmers. It's the new Walden Mutual Bank. This is for people all over the country. It's been started here in Massachusetts, where I am. And this is a bank that's investing only in local agriculture. Some people think this is unorthodox. I think it will be people think that the CoBank and that Farm Credit and some of these others help farmers. They are better than they used to be, but here is a savings bank, a mutual savings bank, that was put together with this specific purpose. They are directing their savings to support local food operations. Anything that's being grown in the United States, you can borrow money from the Walden Mutual Bank to help yourself out. So I'm guessing, and I should have done this before I did this part of the news, but I should have gotten the web address. I'm sure if you Google Walden Mutual Bank, you'll find out what you need to. This is, again, something, it's the first mutual savings bank registered in New England in 100 years. I've had my money and all my work done in a cooperative bank, kind of the same thing as a mutual savings bank. But they're very flexible. They're easier to deal with by far. And so they're taking all of the deposits. As a matter of fact, 80% of the deposits in New England mutual savings banks have been used to help entrepreneurs, philanthropists, and also farmers. So again, Walden Mutual Bank would be something that you would Google. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. It's now time for me to get you into the head place of a better night's rest. And as you've heard many times in this program, as a user of MyPillows, perhaps you're a user, now they've launched the MyPillow 2.0. Right. The MyPillow, when first invented 20 years ago, new technology, the filling is a patented adjustable fill. It's pretty cool. But now, MyPillow has a brand new fabric made with a temperature-regulating thread. That's what the MyPillow 2 is all about. It's soft, it's smooth, it's cool. You'll love it. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. You get the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. So MyPillow, promo code DS for MyPillow 2.0 right now.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Jim Barber, who runs Barber Farms, which is in Halstead, Pennsylvania. Now, I think I know Pennsylvania pretty well. I know that it's a great farm state. I love driving through Pennsylvania. It's kind of like, well, and actually I was going to say it's kind of like driving through New York. It's kind of like what New York used to be until the government ruined it for most of the farmers or many of the farmers. What a great productive state it was. Now it's not. But Pennsylvania still seems to me anyway to be a great state for agriculture, especially dairying. Am I right, Jim Barber, or am I not looking at the whole picture?
No, absolutely. I'm only in Pennsylvania by 4 miles from the New York state line, but I'm glad I'm on this side of the border.
Okay, so tell us why. Why is it better in Pennsylvania than it is in New York for the people this program's heard in, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 different cities and towns in New York State and about the same number in Pennsylvania. So why is it better? Why do you feel you're better off in Pennsylvania?
There's a number of reasons for that. I mean, I hear from a lot of different people, tax issues and business friendly things is certainly an advantage on this side of the line. I'm a constitutionalist and love my freedom. So I'm glad I'm on this side of the line for various reasons. But Pennsylvania is a great agriculture state. As we know, all agriculture is struggling in a variety of ways, but, we're doing what we can and, you know, Pennsylvania is one of the top milk-producing states, and yep. We're as farmer-friendly as we can be.
Well, so what drives that, in your opinion? You've got a few minutes, then we'll have to pause. But what? Just give us an outline of what it is that drives. You said that it's a farmer-friendly state. New York, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, used to be farmer-friendly, but politically it's a nightmare at the moment with all the rules and regulations. So do they not address some of those same issues in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think leadership has a lot to do with everything when it comes to business. And with our Pennsylvania Milk Marketing Board, I'm on the state board for Pennsylvania Farm Bureau on the executive committee, and we have a great relationship with the Department of Agriculture, a lot of open conversations, and leadership helps us with that on the government side. And so I think that it's more user-friendly from the political side than New York State has been for some time now.
Mm. So why do you think they don't get it? I always wonder that. I mean, what are they trying to prove? They have all those assets. I mean, we're just speculating now, but they have all those assets there, that beautiful land that's being not used. I mean, you can drive out to McFadden's Auction House on Route 80 8 as you leave Albany and you look at all that land. You keep going toward Binghamton and down toward where you are. It's just a travesty. All right, anyway, let's leave New York behind. Let's get focused on Pennsylvania and Barber Farms. Jim Barber is here with us on this week's American Family Farmer.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're here to tell the story of a great American farm. We're here on the American Family Farmer to give you ideas as to what you can do by talking to successful farmers about what they're doing. Thus is the case with Jim Barber, who's here from Barber Farms. You're a third-generation farmer, is that right, on this land?
Yes. My grandfather moved from New Jersey and bought the first part of the farm back in 1941.
And so are your children now. You sound old enough to have children, Jim. So I'm guessing that you've got some children, maybe some grandchildren. Who's on the farm with you?
Actually, it's my wife, Kim, and I. We'll be married 41 years here in May, or 44 years, I'm sorry. Our son and his wife and our four grandchildren are only 6 miles away from us. Our son, he works elsewhere, but he's not that far away. Our grandson, the oldest of our four grandchildren, he's 17. His 4-H steer is here at the farm, so he's here every day and helps out here and there. Looking forward to see what the future's going to bring.
Mm-hmm. So are you basically a dairy operation? Are you a beef operation, a little of both? What are you doing there?
Well, that's a good question. We used to dairy. Which seems to be a popular term.
Used to be. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, we're headed back to that. We've done a variety of things. We have 5 acres of sustainably raised, organically grown vegetables and herbs. We put a 10-foot fence around it so that we can actually harvest some things and be able to market them. We do CSAs.
Instead of having the deer eat them all, is that?
Yes. We've planted lots of stuff that we donated to the wildlife and got tired of that. So for 3 years now, we've had a 10-foot fence, which has been nice. We're going to expand that this year. We have American Aberdeen grass-fed beef. We raise some organically fed hogs. So we have no nitrate, USDA done bacons and hams. We have walk-in freezers, so we sell meat here at the farm along with our produce. We do have a commercial kitchen. We catered for a while. We're repurposing that into a value-added kitchen so that we can process some of the things that we are producing. And our next venture, we're in the process now of turning the old dairy barn into being able to sell raw milk, which we can do here in Pennsylvania.
Good for you.
So we're actually been in contact with the Department of Ag and the inspector and doing what we need to get that ready to go. We're going to start small, probably three or four cows to get the process going, get through all the inspection and regulations, and then we can keep adding cows as the market allows. We can use that for in our CSAs and sell raw milk.
Let me dig into that a little bit with you, because you and I both grew up on raw milk. I happen to have, for a period of time, I think I started in 2004, and I kept it going until I had a collapse in a bad, horrible storm, which we celebrated, in a manner of speaking, to celebrate. We acknowledged that February storm of 2016 here in New England with a 15, 16 below zero weekend here. I got out of it at that time because the snow, we had 11 feet of snow. I had a barn collapse and 8 cows died. I was milking 150 cows. We were selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day. I could have sold 200 if I were milking more cows. I'll tell you a little about that and what my experience is, because I want to encourage you and others who are in your situation to be doing exactly what you're doing where it's legal. All right, we'll continue. Jim Barber here from Barber Farms down in Halstead, Pennsylvania, on this week's American Family Farmer. Kaiser from the Center for Native Grassland Management. We're discussing native grasses. I don't think I've ever thought about it this way, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. I wonder whether the average person who's growing, who's doing either beef or dairy, who needs grasses, whether they have even thought about the things that come to that are native to their area versus what they can buy from the seed companies that, again, are controlled by, for the most part, 80% of the seeds that we buy, no matter what they're used for, come from these four huge agribusinesses, including ChemChina. Why anybody would want to buy anything from those people remains a mystery to me. But I guess when I talk about switchgrass, I'm thinking about what I have. A lot of the hay fields, I've got 480 acres or so that I do in hay every year, and I was, you know, the things that we're going to plant in the 37 acres, I got to plant in the next week or so.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Warner Brothers Discovery is ditching its plans to merge HBO Max with Discovery Plus. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the decision came after research projected Discovery Plus users might not pay a higher price for the new merged service. The Wall Street Journal reports the decision came after research projected Discovery Plus users might not pay a higher price for the new merged service. HBO Max currently costs $16 per month, or $10 with ads. While Discovery Plus is currently priced at $7 and $5 per month for the equivalents, the company will still reportedly rename HBO Max to just Max. Researchers at Cleveland Clinic have announced they have moved to the next step in their process of creating a breast cancer vaccine. This new phase will enroll people who are cancer-free but at a higher risk for developing breast cancer. The clinic says their long-term goal is to create a vaccine for cancer-free individuals to prevent triple-negative breast cancer. Julio Flores, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have Jim Barber, who sounds like he's cut out of the same cloth that I am. Barber Farms is in Halstead, Pennsylvania. They have a myriad of things. You go to their website, which is BARBOURFARMS.com, all one word, BarberFarms.com. Great education. You can see what's going on there, and I want to sort of get into the different divisions, but I don't want to leave the raw milk with your permission, Jim, because this is really your time, but I take the opportunity whenever I can. I think 26 states or 28 states now have legalized the selling of raw milk. For me, I become a crusader for this because I think it's so asinine that people are cowed, if you'll pardon the expression, according to the big health colleges that will tell you that it's not healthy, people die. Well, they only die because the milk that is in the tank isn't pure, isn't clean. But if you're doing a good job with your cows, if you're doing a good job with the equipment, if you're doing a good job bottling all of the things that are necessary, you're going to have a wonderfully healthy product, again, based on what you and I grew up on and what people many years, it wasn't until people started looking at, everybody had a cow and they didn't let them out to graze, and so the places were messy and the milk wasn't good, so along came pasteurization, but that was not a panacea. As a matter of fact, I'm going to encourage you, if you haven't done this, to do a nutritional examination of your milk and the milk that comes out of whatever processed and pasteurized product you have in that neck of the woods. Just do an analysis, and you will find that your milk, not that I have to tell you this, but so the public sees it, is so much better, so much healthier. The stuff they're buying in the grocery store is white water. So are you using that to, and I don't want to get off on too much of a toot here, but you're speaking my language, and I wonder all of that is being done, if you are thinking about it or if I'm giving you some ideas.
Actually, we're looking at niche market milk because that's what we do. The way we raise our vegetables, the way we raise our pork, the way we raise our beef. And we're all about promotion education. I sit on, actually, I'm the chair of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau State Ag Promotion Education Committee.
Great.
We do glamping. We have people in here, so we're always educating. But the way we raise things, the way we eat ourselves is sustainable and organic. So one of the things we're headed with our milk is raw milk is something that's gaining in popularity very quickly.
Yeah.
But also A2 milk. Which not everybody is familiar with.
Brown cows.
And also grass-fed milk.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you have for a herd? What kind of cows? You got Jerseys? What do you have?
We don't have any yet. By April. We're working on the barn and getting ready for everything to be in place, and then we'll start putting cows on. We're planning on putting on Jerseys. We used to have Holsteins.
Yeah.
But we want high-component milk.
Yeah.
And our plan is, under Pennsylvania laws, we can do raw milk, but we can't, without pasteurizing, we can't sell anything else, butter or cheese or anything. The only thing we could sell would be more than 60-day aged cheese if we have a manufacturer's license, and I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
But we do have a commercial kitchen, so we have a retail license so that we can, actually, people can come and buy our raw milk. And we can teach them how to make their own butter and make their own cheese and make the old things. And that goes along with everything we're doing here, on our CSA side.
We had we sold raw milk, raw cheeses. We even made ice cream with the stuff. And it was a big, big, big hit. And I love it when people explain the difference between A2 and A1 cows. A2 cows are the brown cows. The protein, butter fat, all the stuff is much better with an A2 cow. And they've been around a lot longer as breeds than the Holsteins and the other A1 cows. So good for you. All right, let's not spend all our time on dairy. The things that, do you encourage people to come and work on the farm with you? How do you offer, do you have enough help? Or do you bring people on and have them, like, pick their own and that sort of thing?
We don't do pick your own, but we do have, in our CSA program, we do things a little bit differently. We offer 2 hours of work per week for reduced rates on their CSA.
Good, that's good.
There's a lot of older folks that don't have access to property, so they grew up having a garden and now they can't. So they come and put in their 2 hours, and their vegetables cost them less, and they have a great time. We have young families. Husband and wife come, bring the kids. It becomes a family event. So it's good for us as far as man hours goes, but they put in the 2 hours. They're teaching their kids what it's like to garden. And so that's a great help with us in the garden. Now, the first year we did that 3 years ago, there's a lot of people said, yeah, we'll work 2 hours and have reduced rate on our vegetables. And after 1 or 2 weeks, a lot of them said, you know what? I'm going to pay the money.
That was
a good thing because it helped them appreciate what it is we do and what goes into growing that food. And they've been good customers for us.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, frankly. All right, so I see you also have a camp. How does that work?
We do glamping, which is glamorous camping. When we got into the pandemic and people had no place to go, we saw that this was a possibility. We talked about it. People wanted a place to get away from everybody else because they still wanted to get away. So we live on Barber Hill Road, a dirt road on a mountain. We put a road back in the woods 200 yards. We built a platform and put a 19-foot yurt tent on it. And we have an outdoor kitchen. We put in a variety of things. So actually, that was an endeavor. Our son and daughter-in-law, they run that for us. We had decided to go ahead and do that. We advertised it on Hip Camp, and it's on Airbnb. And so it was in July, first year of the pandemic, and it was on a Tuesday, I remember. We weren't finished yet. But I said, I don't know how long it's going to take for somebody to rent this. So let's put it on here on Hip Camp and see what happens. Within 10 minutes, it was rented for that weekend. And we had to hustle, and it was rented right on through. So this will actually, we've done that for 3 years now, and it's great because it's mostly city folks that come that have never seen a cow. We have a pair of donkeys. That's always a hit. And just to be exposed to the things out here in the country, it's great promotion for us for agriculture.
Yep. What a great job. I'm looking for. Man, when I take a trip down there, I'm going to want to come visit your farm. Barber Farms is our focus. Jim Barber, who runs it, he's the third-generation farmer there in Halstead, Pennsylvania. We continue with him in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. Speaking about things that are safe and natural and good for you, that really is the byword, those are the bywords for Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, the all-natural approach to losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off. Help you lose weight safely and keeping it off is their goal. That's why they don't have any stimulants in their product. They don't have any drugs in their product. All-natural ingredients. This is kind of what we talk about here on the American Family Farmer. Want everything to be natural. So it's a health supplement, has a lot of side benefits, but the number one benefit is that you'll lose weight and you'll keep it off if you stay on the program. And that's the point, that's the key. Stick with it. They tell you 90 days, 120 days, you'll lose the weight. Yep. And then maybe you have to manage it yourself. I'm not good enough to do that, frankly. And I'm not heavy, but I like my ice cream. And so with the ice cream comes Calitren. It doesn't spoil it. It just comes after the fact. You can buy 4 months right now, get 4 months free using the Doug code when you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitren. They've been here for 25 years helping millions of people lose weight and keep it off. So join the group. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you'll get not only free shipping, but the buy four and get four free deal. That's at Calitren's website, toploss.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Spend a few more minutes here with Jim Barber talking about his farm. What an inspiration, frankly. I like everything that you've talked about, things that I'm trying to do. How much land do you have, actually, Jim?
We have 460 acres here, about 120 tillable that we're using for rotational grazing, building more fences to do that, and we'll be changing some fences around so that we can have our grass-fed milk as well.
So you have chickens that would be
no.
Grass-fed? You don't have chickens.
I used to do chickens. I love chicken. I love eggs, but that's one of the projects I don't think I'm going to get back into. Not that there's a problem with it, but we have a lot going on with the things that we're doing, and we want to do them all well.
Well, that's it. You think sometimes farmers, some of your friends, some of my friends, we are so frustrated with the reality of our economy that we try to do more than we really ought to. We try to do things, but we do too many. We don't do them well.
Well, I think that can, I mean, that's human nature. And I think the desperateness of a lot of farmers today is trying to diversify to be able to have other streams of revenue. They don't always work. And if the finances of it are desperate enough to cause us to diversify and we have something else that doesn't work, it just exacerbates the problem. So, you know, I feel for folks. We're blessed to be in a situation where we are and be able to diversify as we have and try to be smart about what it is we're doing so that we do have various streams of revenue to help us do well here on the farm.
I understand that you've been a minister. How does all those pieces fit together?
Yes, actually, I left the farm back in our dairy left in 87. So the only thing that's not in the barn right now since 87 is the bulk tank. I bought a small bulk tank, so we're putting that in, and we have the pipeline. Everything's there. We're just refurbishing things, make sure it all works before we put any cows. But, I actually left the farm back in 86. I was milking with my dad. I was managing the herd, and actually went to Bible school, went to ministry for 23 years. I was never so far away from the farm, though, that I couldn't come back and spend time here because we were still doing hay and corn. But back actually in 09, we moved back to the farm, and that's when our son and daughter-in-law, he was our youth pastor with us in our last ministry. He came back to the farm as well. I couldn't pay him what was available for other jobs, so he's working elsewhere. But great guy, great family. But, that's still part of what we do. I still teach and counsel and involved in various things with ministry as well. Wow. We're just people.
You know, that's a great, what a great lesson. What a great story. Check it out, folks. Go to barberfarms.com, B-A-R-B-O-U-R, barberfarms.com to get the story of what Jim is doing to maintain his success and make him even more successful. Ideas for a successful farm, that's what we do here every week when we tell our stories on the American Family Farmer. Jim, continued success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome to the farm.
53 after the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week. I started earlier in the program when I was doing the news because the first part of the program is always about the news, the agricultural news that I think is significant. And I was talking about how this law needs to be passed, the farm law that keeps the Chinese and the Russians from buying any more farmland. I also was talking about misguided dairy policies, and then I realized as I was giving you the story that I was getting into the opinion, and I don't want to do opinions when I'm doing the news. That's the news. That's the trouble with a lot of radio today and a lot of television, is the news clashes with opinion, and then people start to think opinion is news, and that's wrong, and it isn't. So I want to make sure that I draw the line. So that's why I save this last portion of the program for my thoughts about some of the things that are going on. And what brought me to putting off my discussion of dairy policies was me, because I have been a dairy guy. I've been around cows all my life. And so we have this Dairy Export Council that is all about booming exports. And they say that's helped save family farms. I'm not sure that they can argue that, because when you get down to the hunky-dories of it all, two-thirds of the family-operated commercial dairies in this country have been lost since 1997. So how can the government say the Export Council has been good? It's been good for the agribusinesses. It's been good for dairy monopolies. Bad news, however, for most of us. This reminds me of the argument that gets put forth for methane emissions from dairy cows. It's kind of like electric cars. Buying electric cars, electric tractors, electric buses, electric trucks is a ruse. First of all, there isn't any electricity around other than what's produced by the fossil fuel, and that's what you're trying to get away from. It takes the fossil fuel to power your electric car, and then what are you going to do with a battery when you're all done with it? So I go back to that same kind of thinking as it comes to these huge farms and the methane emissions and how the manure is being recycled. Even if you're a big farm and medium-sized farm, small farm, the recycling of manure now, it pretty much prevents, even if they're, I don't agree that there ever was really a serious problem, but they're handling it different now. But as far as the factory farms are concerned, they're certainly, the mega dairies are making a whole lot more greenhouse gas emissions than we are on the smaller farms. So I don't like being put into the same kettle of fish as they are. And that's what the dairy policies have been aimed at. They have put everybody together, and that's not fair. It's not right. It's not just. It's not smart. Unless you want to get rid of all farm families milking cows, like we have, as I said, in the last 20-some-odd years, or you want to, you know, there are a lot of, I think, from what I've read statistically, it takes in the reality of today's economy on the farm, if you don't have at least 500 cows, you're not going to be able to make ends meet. But some of these damn dairies now boast herds of 25,000 cows. You know what you're getting out of those cows? Crap. You know it, and I know it. 500 cows, when I was milking 150, I thought that was a lot. It was two people, it was actually a husband and a wife that were doing it. They took care of the cows very well. They knew them. I was very proud of what we were doing then. Anyway, if you're relying on purchased feed especially, you're having a real problem. If you're growing your own, you can use your own processing equipment and that sort of thing, that's okay. But most of the time, that is impossible. So the number of dairy farms has gone down. The average number of cows per farm has doubled in the past, if going again back to 97. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about methane. The factor that drives dairy farm consolidation is certainly declining returns. So if you have these farmers that are getting together, what happens, you know, to break even, you have to have, the strength is in numbers, which is kind of too bad. And that has driven a lot of people out of business because they couldn't afford to buy cows at $1,200 a head. So anyway, I think we need to be all over the ag industry. The government as it relates to the ag industry, especially dairy industry, so that we can reverse the curve here at the moment, get back to really good milk, like Mr. Barber was talking about earlier on the program. Doug Steffen with my thoughts about dairying, dairy farms, and cows here on the American Family Farmer.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.